Hi, good morning. May I please speak to Philip? Is this Philip?
Yes.
Hi, Philip. This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. Thank you. Philip, I was giving you a call because I had to discuss your AIDS background check report. She authorized me to speak with you on our findings here. Do you have a couple of minutes to talk?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So it is our policy that if we find anything on the AIDS background check report, we need to discuss it with the client. So we did find that she has a felony charge back in 2010 for robbery. We also did see that she has a couple of misdemeanor charges in 2012 for a robbery, or I'm sorry, for receiving stolen property. She also has a simple assault charge in 2014 and 2016.
So, I have to get somebody new.
No, I mean, if you're okay with it, you know, we can have you guys sign a waiver just stating that you were informed of her background check results and that you're okay with it to work with her. She will also need to sign the waiver as well.
Okay, so how can I sign the waiver?
Okay, so I'll go ahead and send over the waiver to her. She needs to be with you because both of the signatures has to be on this waiver, okay? And then she needs to just let me know once it's done to submit it, and then I can save that over to her file. And that would be the absolute last thing that she needs to get on boarded with us. Everything else on her file is complete.
Okay. Do you know about Chance, one of my good days?
I'm sorry, can you repeat?
Do you know when I'm going to be able to start and get started and serve it?
I'm not sure because I'm not in charge of the case. That's something you would need to speak to the coordinator. I believe her name is Allison. Let me just double check. Yeah, I would touch base with Allison to see where the case is holding.
Yeah, I'm having a problem getting contact with her. Like, it's been like that. It's been very frustrating. A little bit more frustrated because at the end of the day, it's like, there's no communication with her. And it's been like that for the first person I was dealing with. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know. You guys, like, you feel like I'm put in a bad position.
So what I can do is I can leave a message to Allison to give you a call back. Is this the best number to reach you at?
Yeah. But I did reach out to her. I left a message a few other times. I texted her, called, you know, that stuff. No response. No text or call. So, I don't know. It's been like that consistently. I mean, it's not just, you know, it's not just going to happen. It's been like that consistently.
So I see that there was a last note that was added on the case by her on the 13th. So that was about last week on Monday. She said that she doesn't have an update, something about the county hasn't given her an update, so she told you to keep pushing. I mean, that's the last note that I have here. You said you try to reach out to her within this week or
yeah,
later on that week? I'm sorry, Philip. I have a hard time hearing you. What did you say? Can you repeat yourself?
Yeah, but can you repeat that?
Yes. I'm reading a note here on the 13th, which was last week on Monday, that Allison put in that she hasn't had an update from the county.
So what's
and
the note about?
Told you to keep pushing. That's the last note that I see here on your file.
Okay. And what was that?
That was on the 13th, on Monday, last week.
So there's no feedback yet?
I don't know. Like I said, I'm not in charge of the case, so I'm not actively working on this. This is something
that I'm saying, is she on vacation or something? Like, what's going on? Why can't she?
No, she's not on vacation. Like I said, I can leave her a message to give you a call back if you try to reach out to her after this.
Yeah, but why is like this? Why it's always like this? I don't understand. And she gave me a word that she was going to stay in contact with me. Yeah, and she gave me what she was in, stay in contact with me, but never actually, we never proceed.
I'm not sure, sir. I mean, as I said, I'm not in that department. All I can do is send her a message to reach back out to you.
All right, please, just try to get in contact with me as soon as possible, please.
Sure, I'll let her know, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, Philip, you're welcome. And I'll send over the waiver to Kathleen, okay?
Okay, and then you said I need to sign it too as well, right?
Yes, she needs to sign it and you need to sign it and then submit it together.
Okay, no problem.
Okay? All right, Philip, have a great day, okay?
You too, thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye.